So the U.S. may backslide on efforts to address the climate crisis under Donald Trump, but much of the rest of the world is still moving forward. One place where you can see some of that progress is Morocco. The North African country recently unveiled one of the world's largest solar power plants. It's also building lots of small ones on the roofs of mosques. You could call it part of a broader faith-based green initiative. Here's more from Chris Bentley with our partners at the Ground Truth Project.
The Koutoubia Mosque and its daily call to prayer are almost as old as Marrakesh itself. The mosque's first stone was laid in 1150, and almost 900 years later, renovations continue. You'll find the latest up a flight of stairs near the mosque's courtyard.
So, we are in the roof of the mosque, the Koutoubia. You have in front of you 8-kilowatt peak photovoltaic panels.
Ahmed Bouzid is head of energy efficiency for Morocco's National Energy Investment Company.
This is enough for 100% of the consumption of the mosque.
The solar panels were installed just before Marrakesh played host in November to the latest UN climate summit. And Koutoubia is just one of 600 government-owned mosques slated for solar installations over the next 3 years. Bouzid says investments in solar are an easy call here in Morocco. The payback period is typically less than 5 years. After that, the energy is essentially free. But he says it's not just about saving money.
We are increasing the awareness by showing some real solutions. You know, when you try to sensibilize somebody, you first of all you try to get his brain. And from his brain you try to get his heart. When you go to a mosque, the first thing that you open is your heart.
The problems that Morocco is trying to show solutions to are all about energy and climate change. The country's almost completely dependent on imported fossil fuels. But it has a lot of sun. It's also already facing the effects of climate change, like droughts, floods, and sea level rise. So it makes sense to invest in green technologies where it can. Overall, Morocco hopes to get more than half of its electricity from renewables by 2030. It's also trying to cultivate more awareness about energy and climate change in general. And in this almost entirely Muslim country, the government believes Islam could be a powerful vehicle for that message. On the outskirts of Marrakesh, 27 Muslim clerics are huddled in small groups, poring over copies of the Quran. That's hardly unusual here, but the subject of their study is. They're scouring the text for passages about environmental stewardship. About 300 Muslim leaders from around Morocco have signed up for the government's Green Mosques program. After the study groups break up, a few imams here take turns practicing khutbas, or sermons, stressing verses from the Quran and other holy texts.
Over 700 verses in the Quran talks about nature and environment.
That's Nana Firman. She isn't Moroccan, but she is from Indonesia, the world's biggest Muslim country. And she's a co-founder of the Global Muslim Climate Network. She came to Marrakesh for the UN Climate Summit, and she believes it's no stretch to connect Islam and environmental awareness.
For example, there's a verse that says, the human is the khalifa upon this earth. The word khalifa itself is the guardian. So you're the one who takes care of the earth.
Firman and her organization are trying to do globally what the Moroccan government is trying to do locally. Encourage Muslims to cut their own carbon footprints. But she also has a bigger goal. She wants Muslims to lead the global transition away from fossil fuels. Making that happen won't be easy. Like a lot of devout Christians, many Muslims don't believe that climate change is even happening, or that humans could be responsible. But hundreds of millions of Muslims live in places that are already feeling the effects of climate change. And Firman says that's where her message is catching on.
When the drought happens, when the flood happens, they actually understand. Maybe they don't call it climate change, but all the farmers, they know they cannot harvest.
Firman helped draft the recent Islamic Declaration on Global Climate Change. It calls on Muslims everywhere to take action. And it came out not long after Pope Francis's climate encyclical, which said that Catholics have a duty to protect the earth for coming generations.
Faith plays an important role, not just for Muslim communities, but other communities as well.
Safet Katovich is an imam and teacher of religious studies from New Jersey, who also helped write the Islamic Declaration on Climate. He says these efforts are part of a broad religious awakening on the climate crisis.
With this climate change issue, especially the last 2 years, the religious leaders around the world are not praying against each other. They're praying with one another because the realization has set in that we're going to have nothing left.
The green sermons and solar-powered mosques here in Morocco are small steps by themselves. But Muslim leaders hope they're part of a recipe for people everywhere to help tackle climate change. A mix of political will, private investment, and a little faith. For The World, Chris Bentley, Marrakesh.